The project is called FLIGHT. That stands for the Financial and Logistics Integrated Technology Enterprise Program. It's a large-scale, agency-wide, top-to-bottom modernization of several financial management systems at the VA, which was to have been completed in 2014. But now, VA Assistant Secretary and Chief Information Officer Roger Baker says that's not going to happen.
We have decided to terminate the modernization of our financial management system. The program that has been under is a program called FLIGHT, F-L-I-T-E. Three things are driving this decision. The first is that, as you know, we have over the last year implemented a new program management accountability system. And under that system, we take a long, hard look at whether or not we have the appropriate resources available to start a project. Our theory is we'd like to make certain that we can be successful in a project before we start it. In looking at our resources and the major systems that we have to do to benefit veterans, we knew that this modernization program was large and was going to take a lot of resources, and we were looking at whether or not we had those resources available to do all those major investments. The second thing that occurred is the financial organization under CFO Todd Grams looked at their priorities relative to fixing the department's major financial weaknesses and addressing the financial requirements of the organization, and determined that this program was not the highest priority nor one of the programs that could most easily address those financial issues. And the third thing, of course, is working with OMB and their background analysis of the success of large financial modernization programs and their recognition that that is a problematic area for the government.
The FLIGHT program was launched in 2008 in an effort to address a myriad of shortcomings in VA's legacy financial management systems dating back to the year 2000, according to a report from the Government Accountability Office. As recently as last year, the GAO was continuing to list the VA's FLIGHT program as having substantial material weaknesses. Finally, VA CIO Baker told reporters during a Tuesday conference call that enough was enough.
We will not execute the Integrated Financial Accounting System, or IFAS, part of the program, and we also will not implement the part of the program that was known as the Data Warehouse. We will continue to move forward under the strategic asset management side. We have a need to do a better job of managing our supply chain, but that is a small piece of the entire program. So today we're announcing that we're not going to move forward on the core financial system modernization known as IFAS, nor the data warehouse piece. The entire FLIGHT program, from the OMB 300 perspective, was in excess of $400 million.
Baker says the $400 million is now money in the bank for his agency, in part because they stopped the FLIGHT program just in the nick of time.
We had not yet awarded the major task order under this program. We had spent approximately $16 million in planning over the last several years on the IFAS program. We're at the point where we had a procurement. We had been holding the procurement because we had problems in parts of the entire program. So we had those straightened out.
Baker went on to say that even after they straightened out the problems they had with the FLIGHT procurement, further analysis by the VA Chief Financial Officer staff gave them even more reason to question whether FLIGHT was the solution they were looking for. VA officials expect to save as much as $80 million alone by pulling the plug on the IFAS portion of FLIGHT. The decision comes 5 days after the Office of Management and Budget last Friday announced that in-depth program reviews of financial management modernization systems singled out in OMB Memorandum 1026 were to begin this week. We asked White House Federal CIO Vivek Kundra if the VA's decision to clip the wings of FLIGHT grew out of this week's analysis.
No, it was not a result of the review itself, but we've been working for the last 6 months across the federal government, and Roger and his team have been an integral part of working with us on this policy.
The action means that there will be more delay in replacing the old VA financial system, but officials say they'll make do with what they have in the meantime. VA officials say that 39 employees working on Flight and its IFAS project module will be reassigned within the agency and without loss of pay or grade levels. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.